Chapter 1. Wilma's Childhood. Wilma Rudolph was born on June 23, 1940, in Tennessee. As a child, Wilma was often sick. She caught the measles and the chicken pox. Her parents didn't have money for a doctor, but Wilma was lucky because her family took good care of her. When Wilma was 4, she got a disease called polio. Polio made thousands of people sick. They suffered greatly. Some could no longer walk. Having polio meant Wilma couldn't use her left leg at all. In the United States at that time, segregation was the law. Black people could not use the same hospitals as white people. The closest hospital for African Americans was far away from Wilma's house. Wilma and her mother took the long bus ride there every week for the treatment Wilma needed to get well. Feature Box: Polio Vaccine. Today, most babies get a polio vaccine, a medicine that prevents polio. Polio was virtually eliminated from the United States by 1979. One day, the doctor said that Wilma would never walk again. Her mother flinched when she heard this. She said that Wilma would walk. Years later, Wilma was asked about this. She said, "I decided to believe my mother." Wilma worked hard doing exercises to make her legs strong and flexible. Finally, she could walk with a brace on her leg. But she couldn't run and play with the other children. So she worked even harder to make herself well.